Riders rejected the idea.
And the logistics of implementing a true distance-based fare system really wasn't a sound idea.
UTA spokesman Remy Barron says an 18-month study told the UTA the difficulties of calculating rates through free zones and transfers on buses, front-runner, and tracks. Ridership was flat in 2015 because of cheaper gas prices.
We're able to put that back into service. That was one of the efficiencies that allowed us to increase frequency on routes. But as the price of gas drops, people tend to drive a little more.
Still, about 46.6 million people rode with UTA. Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.